from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Wit. August 28th. 7 in comedy. Pour the coffee. This gets weird fast. Let's get into it. First, from the hard times. Donald Trump to rename New Mexico State America. Washington, in the latest move of his tireless patriotic renaming crusade, President Donald Trump announced this morning that the state of New Mexico will henceforth be known as State America. State America. It's big. It's a big, strong name. We're really excited to finally be able to do this. Every time I see that old name, whatever the hell it used to be called, it makes me sick. Everybody I talk to, they say to me, they say, it just makes me sick. But this new name, I'd be proud to be from State America, the president stated during a press conference earlier this morning. Next, second, from The Onion. The Onion's exclusive interview with Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison is the co-founder and executive chairman of Oracle, as well as the largest shareholder of the Paramount Guidance Corporation. The Onion sat down with the billionaire to discuss his ventures. The Onion, how did you get into the entertainment industry? Ellison, I remember going to the movies as a kid, and when the house lights went down and that hush fell over the crowd, I'd think to myself, I'd like to build a massive propaganda apparatus one day. Up next, third, from The Onion, I had to set up the account myself, but yeah, I definitely have to recognize that not all aspiring artists have the privilege of scoring great cashback offers on select restaurants, said the MTV Video Music Award for Best New Artist nominee and Boston singer who swallowed her pride by acknowledging that it was likely she would have never even downloaded the e-commerce company's app in the first. Stella Lefty admits nepotism may have helped her get Groupon Plus. Los Angeles responding to scrutiny concerning her tech billionaire father, artist Stella Lefty admitted in an interview Friday that nepotism may have played a role in helping her get Groupon Plus. And then, fourth, from The Onion, HHS replaces childhood vaccination schedule with list of recommended animal bites. Washington revising the former timetable to reflect its latest public guidelines. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services replaced the childhood vaccination schedule Friday with a list of recommended animal bites. It's highly important that kids receive at least 15 bites from a variety of mammals, reptiles, and insects before they reach the age of 3, said Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who added that regular doses of rat saliva, snake venom, and infected tick fluid would help small children build immunity crucial to fending off diseases in adulthood. Next, fifth, from The Onion, in offensive bridal party entrance theme music, we are one official song of the 2026 World Cornhole Championships. Worry about your own weight. Fatass go to visitdubai.com to learn more. HR disciplinary action plan. They're doing experiments on us. Help me get these F**k King rollerblades off. F careful on the dance floor. Someone dropped a glass over there. We wear the helmets because we're both cross-eyed. Now that I'm older, I'm starting to regret not settling down. Cannibal Corpse. The London Symphony Orchestra. Your grandpa saw my nipples. I got microphone privileges. What if I told you I? V. Bean. Sophie Cunningham claims any woman who averages more than 8 points per game should not be allowed to play in WNBA. Up next, 6th, from The Onion. Top songs August 2025. And then, 7th, from The Onion, SNAP enrollment drops by over 13%. If they want food so bad, they can start a crypto pump and dump scam like the rest of us. Susan Alpha, box stacker. Nobody in a county as rich as America should ever get help. Nothing one big party sub couldn't fix. John Tambasco, coin polisher. The post-SNAP enrollment drops by over 13p. Ursant appeared first on The Onion. Stricter work requirements enacted in the Big Beautiful Bill have caused enrollment in the SNAP food assistance program to plummet over 13% over the past year as provisions kick in. What do you think? Next, 8th, from The Onion. Trump posts disturbing video of himself twirling with knives. Up next, 9th, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Back to school shopping list for the end of times academic year. Welcome back, students and parents, for another, possibly the last, functioning school year. Both the literacy crisis and moral deterioration of our leaders pretty much guaranteed our school will be shuttered soon. But in the meantime, we hope to have a well-rounded, fun year interrupted by only one or two major geopolitical crises. Even in the most unpredictable times, you can count on the fact that teachers are paid dogshit wages. So here's a list of school supplies I kindly ask you to buy in advance to help get us through the year. Asterisk 2 packs of No. 2 pencils. Ticonderoga is preferred. That's comedy for August 28th. The rest of the day is improv. Tomorrow, we run it back. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.